So next we have Josh Windle, who's from Dyersburg, Tennessee. And I've been to Dyersburg. Welcome. Josh is 27 years old.
Good evening, y'all. I'm Josh. Like you said, I'm from Tennessee. I grew up in a split home. My family was never together, my mom and my dad. I always shuffled from one place to the other. Mom got married, had a stepfather. Me and him had problems growing up. I had a sister, Harley, when I was 11, and they got divorced again. I was about 15. And I always grew up in a Baptist church with my grandma, going every time the doors were open, you know, so I was brought down the right path. But they kind of got divorced, and I always followed the rules and listened and did what I was told, and I kind of felt like, you know, and I moved out then and went to live with one of my friends, and I started doing, you know, following the crowd and being who I thought I, you know, needed to be, and people that I looked up to, started hanging out with people that were older than me, people that were into drugs, you know, into that kind of lifestyle, and I just kind of turned into that, and so I did that through high school. I moved out at 15, and I lived with a friend of mine, actually, until I was 18, and so I started doing that, started doing drugs and drinking, and, you know, running from God, living a life like that, and it took me down dark paths, and it pushed me away from people. I got to where, you know, everybody's out to get me. If they hadn't got me yet, it's only a matter of time. So the closer people are to me, the more they can hurt me. And so that's been me since I was 16. I made it till about 23 years old, and met a woman that had a little girl, and fell in love, was still addicted, bad addicted, wasn't going to church. Was in school, but anyways, I met them and decided that I was, you know, going to start a family and be a part of a family. And my life was a complete mess, and I was nowhere near ready for that, but I gave it a shot and made it a couple years and got sent to a rehab in Nashville, Tennessee, to get my life straight, you know, and never took it serious. And this whole time, I never had God in my life, so I really didn't know which way to go. I didn't know what was right, and I didn't know what was wrong. So I continued doing what I, you know, was doing before. After that rehab, we ended up, she got pregnant, and ended up, I had my son, Andrew. And I had him in April the 17th of 2018. And was still living the same way that I lived before he came. And I always thought that that's what I wanted. I always wanted a son, and that's what was going to change me. That's what was going to make me, you know, go right and do right. And it didn't happen. So it just kept getting worse and kept getting worse. And I kept pushing everybody away from me. Anybody that wanted me to change, you know, they weren't, you know, I showed real fast that that wasn't an option, that I was going to stay the way that I was, and they were just going to accept it or move on. And I never really had any consequences. I always kind of got away with things. I made it a long time living the way I was living and not getting in trouble. Anyways, I went to jail at Christmas time last year. And so I missed my son's first Christmas. And Hallie missed hers. But got out and kept doing the same thing. Just never really could look at, you know, changing my way of thinking in my life. April this year, actually 8 days before his first birthday, I went to jail again. And this time I stayed in there for a little while. Ended up getting my second felony, which by the grace of God was dropped to a misdemeanor. And I served 30 days in jail and was going to be on paper for 6 months. And everybody was done with me. My fiance left me. She took the kids. I was in a dark, dark place at that time. Didn't care about anything. And my mom kept coming to the jail to see me. And I, you know, It wasn't great, but she kept coming. She kept coming. My grandparents, nobody had anything to do with me. And she just, she kept bringing this, she'd been trying to get me to come to Florida for a while. She knew a guy in Fort Myers, and she was wanting me to come down here and, you know, give a shot at getting sober and doing the right thing. And I never would leave. I'd never leave my kids. Just kind of blind to the fact that, you know, I wasn't really being the dad that I needed to be anyways, but I just couldn't see leaving them. And so anyways, there I am in jail, and she keeps coming, and I'm not going anywhere. And anyway, she gave me the paperwork to Justin's place 2 or 3 times, and I just couldn't make the decision. I'd make the decision, and then I'd go back on it. I was my way of thinking, my mind of thinking in jail, and the way that I'd lived for so long, I was different from one moment to the next moment. And I'd make a decision, I'd change it, and I'd make a decision. And what stuck out to me on the paperwork, I didn't like that I couldn't smoke cigarettes. It was tobacco-free. I didn't want that. But I saw on there it was a faith-based program, Christian-based program. And that stuck out to me because I knew that for so long I had stopped going to church. I'd stopped doing all that stuff because the way that I lived, I didn't feel that was the place for me. But I liked that. And a couple of days before I got out, we had to take our mats down and clean the mats, and I found a flashcard. And I remember my mom asking me, well, you've got all this figured out, you know, you don't need help then, you've got it figured out from here, you can do this, right? And I'm like, yeah, I got it. And Proverbs, I'm not sure, it's in the first chapter. Fear of the Lord is the beginning of understanding. Yeah, and fools despise wisdom. So I was like, you know what, I'll go figure that out. And that's really what happened. And so I came here, and it's tough. It was tough to go back to, to relearn and relearn how to live and to do the right thing. And today I'm drug free for 8 months. First time I've been since probably 2009. I'm learning to be a father. So I've got friends here that, you know, like DJ said, people were out to get me. People love me today and are my friends because we ain't got nothing. So we ain't got nothing to offer each other. So, that's me, and I'm here, and praise God. And I'm changed today, and I'm able to, you know, look at life completely different. And it's been a very humbling experience for me. And everybody's support is just awesome. It is God. I see God in everybody. Every church that I've been in around here, I see God. You know, He... It's something else. It really is. People actually care to, I know churches that wouldn't want people like me in here, you know, and God's great. Thank y'all for having me.